ओम ज्ञान तमिरांधस्य ज्ञानंदन शलाकया चक्षुरोन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः। नमः ओम विष्णुपदाय कृष्णप्रस्थाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामिनीति नाम्ने। नमस्ते सारस्वती देवे कौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषशून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशकारिणे वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधो जगत्पते गोपेशा गोपिकाकांत राधाकांत नमोस्तुते। तप्तकांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी विश्वानुसुते देवी प्रणामामि हरिप्रिये। जया श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासन श्री गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। मुखम करोति बाचलं पंगुलं भयते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वंदे परमानंद माधवं श्रीगुरुदिनतरणं श्रीचैतन्यस्वरूपम्। So yesterday we are discussing different things about Srimati Radharani. So today we will start our discussion on Radharani, that how merciful Radharani is. And I think yesterday I described Vaidik Yug, Puranik Yug, then finally Bhagavata Yug. The next Bhagavata Yug is? What is the next? Hare Krishna Yug. When I joined ISKCON, that time I have seen there is a small Bengali book Prabhupada has written. Book named Hare Krishna Yug. I don't see that book now. So when I heard this description of Vaidik Yug, Darshanik Yug, Puranik Yug, and Bhagavata, Dharma, Bhagavata Yug, then next Hare Krishna Yug. So Radharani give him, like in every dharma, Vaidik dharma, Darshanik dharma, Puranik dharma, every dharma we follow, something is there to attain. Vaidik dharma, we attain heavenly planets. Darshanik dharma, we attain Nirakara Brahma. Puranik dharma, we get Bhagavan for something to get from him. And Bhagavata dharma is there, we get Bhagavan something to give to him. So by following Hare Krishna dharma, what we get? What is the achievement? What we get? Through Krishna prema, we get Krishna. Just see, so Radharani comes once in one day of Brahma. She doesn't come frequently. And she gives the highest thing. She gives something that by which one can control the controller of everything. Krishna is controller of everything. But he can be controlled. And Radharani gives it. Very merciful. She is so merciful, so magnanimous. One Vaishnav was telling me, Gaudiya Vaishnav, and Tretyaju, Ramchandra went to live in forest for 14 years. So when Ramchandra along with Lakshman and Sita Devi, they are staying in Dandakaranya. The Lord Ramchandra saw these bones, the heaps of bones. Ramchandra asked, whose bones are these? Some Munirishis said, these are the bones of all Munirishis, the Rakshasas, Asuras, the devouring, the killing all Munirishis and eating them. These are the bones. Please help us. How can we survive? Ramchandra became very angry. His eyes became red. His lips started to tremble. He picked up his bow and arrows. He said, I promise, whole earth will plan, I will finish all Rakshasas and Asuras. No, very angry. The mother Sita Devi said, no, why you should do like this? His mother means, she is mother of everybody, whether Rakshas or demon or whoever. So her heart is different. One day, Sita Devi telling to Ramchandra, you see, when they are walking, there are three kinds of pap. And sin there, according to her consideration. The three kinds of sin is, one sin is you give words but you can't keep your words, one sin. And second type of sin is that you are tempted for other's wife, this second sin. And third kind of sinful activity is you are cruel to somebody who is not harming you. But I see, you don't have fast to, you have no problem with the fast two kinds of sins. You give words means you keep it. And you are not allured by any other lady except your wife. But you have one problem. Third sin you are committing. You are killing all these innocent deers, killing these rakshasas. Then she said, see, all problem is bow and arrows. As long as you have this weapon with you, you will go on doing like this. Then she gave a nice example to Ramchandra. So there is a rishi. That rishi was doing so severe austerities. The king Indra became very worried. By dint of his austerities, he may take over the position of Indra. So whenever some great rishis, they do severe austerities, they become very worried. This fellow may take our position, they will send some apsaras, some ladies to dance and make him fall down. That is how they do. But Indra this time, he chose a different way. So Indra came in some another form. He brought one sword with him, tarwal, sword. And he told this rishi, that I have to go for something, for some business. Can you keep my sword for some time with you? Make sure don't lose this sword. So this rishi was keeping this sword in his house. So he was so concerned about protecting this sword. So he would go to the forest for some things to bring fruits. He would carry this sword also. So once you have sword in your hand, means you have to use it. Then he started killing. Killing, he started so much killing. Instead of going to heaven, he went to hell. So Sita Devi saying, this weapon, as long as the weapon is with you, you will go on killing like this. Then Sita Devi realized, oh, who am I to instruct you? I am a foolish lady. What can I? Ramchandra glorified. No, you are my real well-wisher. No? You are telling me all these things. But what can I do? This life I have promised to these rishis. I'll use this bow and arrows. I'll finish all the demons. But next time when I come, I'll follow your order. No more weapons. So next time they came as Radha and Krishna. Radharani and Krishna. You'll see, as long as Krishna was in Vrindavan with Radharani, he did not use any weapons for killing. No weapons. He killed Putana by sucking the milk, Sakarasura by kicking, Nantinabhatasura by grabbing his throat. Then Radharani said, what, you are killing? So he said, no, I am not taking any weapons. Last time you told me not to take any weapons, but I am not taking any weapons. Radharani, we are not taking weapons, still are killing. I told you not to kill. He said, no, you told me not to take any weapons. Then Radharani realized, Adu langgas Krishna is with Radharani. He is not using weapons. Then Radharani said, I am with him, but still is killing. So next time he comes, I will come within him. So see, that is the reason when Krishna came as Gauranga, Radharani came within Krishna to make sure no more killing business. So that's why that is the magnanimity of God. Karunaya avatirna kalau. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, being very merciful, he came in this age of Kali as Gauranga. But Krishna is not merciful. Narasimha is not merciful. They are all merciful. They are delivering living and but they are killing. But Gauranga Mahaprabhu became very special. God means merciful. But this special God, this specific God, Gauranga, is very merciful. Because of whom? Because of Radharani. God is merciful, magnanimous. But when Radharani comes, Radha Bhava Dhiti Subalitam Naomi Krishna Sarupam. Radharani and Krishna, they are one. Radha Krishna Pranaya Vikriti Radhini Shakti Rasmat Ekatmanavapi Bhavipura Dehavedam Gatavuto. They are one, but they accept two forms. Chaitanya Aksha Prakata Madhuna Tadvayam Cha Aikam Aptam. Now, they both combine together to become Gauranga Mahaprabhu. So the point I am trying to make, God is merciful. But when Lord comes with Radharani, His magnanimity is very special. And He becomes so magnanimous that God is Radharani. Of course, Radharani has to be, she is very merciful. One Kathakar was telling that Radharani used to go to Nandagaon every day. So one day, Kirtida and Vishwabhanu putting Radharani on their lap, they are asking Radharani, every day you are going to Nandagaon, what do you like the best? Whatever is happening there, which things you like the best? And Radhan say, I like everything nice there, but one thing I like the best. What is that? Every day evening time, Nanda Maharaj sit in his court, no, Sabha. And so many people they come. Nanda Maharaj put Krishna on his lap. And many people come stand in line. And Krishna gives him charity. Whatever people they want, Krishna, that's the best thing I like. Krishna is so merciful, so that He is giving, you know, people, anybody comes, every day He is doing this, charity things, and I like very much. He is so merciful, He is giving every day. But one thing He is doing, I don't like. So Krishna is very surprised that you don't like something Krishna is doing. Yes, one thing is happening there is not good, it's very bad. So what is that? And she said, everybody coming, standing in line, they bring one pot to take. But those people, they are organizing this line. If somebody comes there over that pot or patra, pot is called patra, then they take them out of the line. No, you are not qualified. You have no patra. So get out. So I did not like that. What is this business? You must go and tell Nanda Baba to rectify this. Then the soul said, they are being correct. If somebody comes over that pot, then how Krishna can give? No patra is there. See, patra has two meanings. Patra means pot, patra means qualified. Your qualified means you are patra. Not non-qualified means apatra, you are not patra. So Radharani is saying whether qualified or unqualified. He is bringing pot, not bringing pot. He is patra, apatra, kupatra. To everybody should give these things. You must go and tell them to change. Then Vishwanu Radha King feeling looked and how can he go and tell these things? Radharani was very obstinate. He must go and change the systems. The next evening, Vishwan King went. And Nanda Maharaj in the Raj Sabha, and Krishna on his lap, and the people are standing in line. Then Vishwan said, Radharani did not like one thing happening here. So Krishna was very surprised. What is going here? Radharani doesn't like. Then Vishwan said, the people standing here, the people they have not brought patra, you are not giving. So Radharani wants whether patra, apatra, kupatra, qualified, unqualified, disqualified. everybody should get. Then Krishna meditating, wow, so merciful. I never knew that things. Radhan is so merciful. So how to do these things? By meditating, 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 the mood of Radharani. So Krishna become Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Yeah. Gauranga Mahaprabhu, okay.
Yeah.
So Krishna imbibed the mood of Radharani. So he comes Gauranga. He does not consider anybody sin. Papi tapi jata chila harinama uddharila tar sakhi jagai madhai. What not they have done? All kinds of sinful activities jagai madhai they have done. Manasila Jayapita Goswami Guru Maharaj was telling Jagai Madhai, they are from Brahman background. Due to bad association, they become like this. And they have all Puranas in their house. Every day they read Purana. Every day they will read Purana. You know why? They will go through Purana and find out how many kinds of sinful activities are there. So they will make a list of sinful activities and make sure every day they commit sinful activities. That much addicted they were. To do sinful activities. So much sinful activities. And Yamaraj heard from Chitragupta, he fainted. So much sinful activities. And what kind of God is he? Yamaraj thinks, I know God is very merciful. He makes free from sinful reaction. Like Krishna said, Sarvadharman Paritya Mamekam Sranam Braja Ahamtam Sarva Papebho Mukhesam. Mahasudran Dibirut. He may make free from sinful reaction. Our God is very merciful. He may give you liberation. God is very merciful. He may take back to Vaikuntha. But to this sinful person, without considering anything, Krishna prem, just by meditating on the magnanimity of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, he fainted there. So merciful. So that is Mahaprabhu's mood. Krishna got removed from Srimati Radharani. Of course, Radharani is very, very merciful. Just like Krishna has Aishwarya Leela, Madhurya Leela, and Audharya Leela. Audharya means Uda, very magnanimous. Radharani also like that. He has Madhurya Leela, she has Madhurya Leela, Aishwarya Leela, and Audharya Leela also. She is very Uda, very merciful. So merciful is one pastime. In my Radharani book, it is there. You must have heard that. Every day Radharani used to go take bath in Radhakunda. Next to Radhakunda, there is a village, Sivkhor. And one day Radharani went to take bath. The Sakhis came, said, "Oh Radharani, Radharani, do you know what is happening? This village boys are very naughty. So they are chasing one sea jackal. And sea jackal was running away. And being very feared, she entered into a hole. The village children were so naughty. They gathered some straw and some wood at the entrance of this hole and they set fire. And this jackal is burning." Or Radhani said, "Alas, how can that happen? On the bank of my kunda, when I am in my presence, how this can happen? Bring that jackal, sea jackal here." Then they brought the sea jackal. And Radharani touched her back, no, caressing her like this. And immediately Sri Jackal gave up her body and transferred to Sakhi. Radharani said, "You stay with me, you will serve me. Since from now onwards you serve me." She is so merciful, who will do like this? No more following regularity principle, no chanting 60 rounds, nothing. All of a sudden. No, gradual development from Jackal, Sri Jackal to Sakhi. Who can do like this? So this was the magnanimity of Srimati Radharani. She is so merciful. She allows everybody. You all can have Krishna. She gives Krishna to everybody. So Gauranga Mahaprabhu, he came because Radharani was within Krishna. He did not consider anything. Somebody wants, somebody doesn't want, somebody qualified, somebody not qualified. Without considering anybody, he gave the highest thing, Brahma Durlabhastu, as magnanimity of Srimati Radharani. Now, I'll tell you some sweet pastimes of Radharani with Krishna. One day, Radharani and Krishna, they're talking to each other. And Radharani, Krishna glorifying Radharani. You are so great. People may worship me, but by worship me, they will not get anything unless they worship you. So worshipping you, the perfection of life. And I love you so much. And I love you the best. And everybody under your shelter. I love you the best, everybody under your shelter. Oh, that you, nobody can get me. And you are greater than anybody else. Even if you are greater than Mother Yashoda. Then Radharani said, oh, don't talk too much to me. You're just trying to flatter me. You're devout, she said. The sweet, sweet things you're telling. How can you say that I am greater than Mother Yashoda? Then Krishna said, you don't believe? Then I'll prove that Mother Yashoda will come and catch hold of your lotus feet. Then Radharani did not care for this. So one day, Krishna wanted to have a special pastime to prove Radharani that how she is greater than Mother Yashoda. So one day Krishna went to Radharani and with all other Sakhis. So Sakhis make Krishna to dance. And time to time they used to do. They would do earlier, Krishna will give a laddu. When you dance, we will give a laddu. They will make Krishna to work also. They will collect cow dung and they will tell Krishna, you carry our cow dung by basket so that we will give you laddu. So they have to keep the track how many basket. Krishna would ask, how will keep track how many basket cow dung I am carrying? Then the gopis would take cow dung and put on his face one mark, one basket, two mark. All over his face they will count cow dung. And they will give laddu, they will make him work like this also. That was the special pastimes. So one day they brought Krishna and they are making him dance. And they are all enjoying our sakhis, gopis. Then that day, it happened, Mother Yashoda came and saw. Mother Yashoda became very angry. What you guys are doing? My son whole day going for grazing cows. See, he has to take some rest. And you are bringing him and making him dance like this. And every day you are doing like this. It's very bad. So became very angry. Then Radharani said, oh my dear Mother Yashoda, this is Krishna, but he's not your son. Then Mother, what? Who is he? He's Krishna, but Krishna doesn't mean your son is only Krishna. Or we have a boy, his name is also Krishna. Then Mother said, but he looks same like my son. So, no, he's our Krishna. You are bewildered. You please go check in your house. Maybe your son is there. Then Mother Yashoda went back to her house. Then she found it's true. Krishna is lying on the bed. She said, very bewildered. No, that Krishna looks exactly the same. Then Mother Yashoda came back. Told, yes, what you are saying true. Your Krishna just like my Krishna. So let us do one. You bring your Krishna to our house. So both Krishna can dance together. So we'll see and we'll enjoy. Then Radharani said, no, I am not going to bring my Krishna to your house. So why? So if they dance together, what if your Krishna, my Krishna will make sense? Then Mother said, so what is the problem? Your Krishna, my Krishna, they look just exactly the same. There's no difference between your Krishna, my Krishna. Then Radharani said, no, big difference is there. Your Krishna, he's just a cowherd boy, whole day is grazing cow. He has no other business. He doesn't know what is love, what is mellows. Our Krishna knows what is love and everything. Our Krishna is so great. All Muni Rishis, they are worshipping his lotus feet. Our Krishna killing so many demons. And Mother Yashoda said, my Krishna is the same thing. All great demigods coming, they are worshipping my Krishna. My Krishna killed Putana, my Krishna killed Aghasur, Vakasur, whatever demons killed. Then Radharani said, okay, stop. If you talk too much, then we will have fighting. But we should not fight with each other. We maintain our relationship. So what I propose, so I put a mark on my Krishna's forehead. So she took some white chandan and put a mark on her Krishna's forehead. So she brought her Krishna. Mother Yashoda brought her Krishna to Nanda Maharaj's house. So both Krishna's dancing. And two two Krishna dancing, like two blue safari, you know, the dancing, and everybody was all enjoying. So nice, two Krishna dancing very ecstatically. So dancing, dancing, dancing. At one point, the mother Yashoda Krishna merged into Radharani's Krishna. They become one Krishna. At one point, the dance stopped, and dance ended. So Radhani picked up her Krishna and started to go out. Then mother said, "Oh Radharani, where is my Krishna?" Radhani, "What do I know? I don't know. This is our Krishna." No, you must be hiding somewhere, my Krishna. Then Radhani said, How can I hide? I am here in front of you, all watching. So you see, I have given mark on my, this is not your Krishna. I put mark on my Krishna, said, No, you know so many tricks. Oh, please, you give my Krishna. How can I give Krishna? Then at one point, then Mother Yashoda went and caught hold of Radharani's lotus feet. No, I don't have five or seven sons, I have only one son. No, please be merciful. And he said, I'm doing true, I do not know about Krishna. No, you are Krishna. Then Mother Yashoda fainted. She fainted. Then Radharani said, Krishna, your mother is dying now. No, please do, tell me what to do. Then Krishna, no, you don't worry, she's not going to die. then Krishna indicated to Radharani what to say, what to do. Then Radharani went to the ear of Mother Yashoda. Then Mother Yashoda, Krishna has come back, get up. Then Mother Yashoda came to external consciousness. Then Radharani said, your Krishna is dancing. He became very tired. He is sleeping in your house. You please go check. Then Mother Yashoda went, Krishna was sleeping there. Then in this way, Mother Yashoda very happy. And Krishna told Radhani, you see, I told you are greater than Mother Yashoda. So now Mother Yashoda came and caught catching the lotus feet that you are greater than Mother Yashoda. So he proved Radharani that she is the highest. So once, you see, Krishna appeared in Gokul. But Gokul, he stayed there 3 months. For 3 years, 4 months, something like that. And after this Dhammabandhana pastime, Nanda Baba left. While Krishna was staying in Gokul, this Vrishabhanu Raja also nearby they were staying. When Nanda Baba left, everybody left together. So in this way you will see the Krishna's pastimes all over Brajamandal. From Gokul, all the Nandagam for 3-4 years, they are just living on the street, in the forest, not on the street. They have no house. They are bullock cart, they are all the cows. They are living in the forest like that. So during that time, they are having so many sweet pastimes. Krishna, Sakhis, Gopis. So once they come to Kamyavan, you might have seen this pastime in little Krishna, the darling of Vrindavan. They came to Kamyavan. So Lalita, Visakha, all Sakhis, very beautiful place. There is a nice lake and all the monkeys are jumping. They are coming offering obeisances to Krishna. So they are all eating fruits. Then Lalita telling to other Sakhis, do you know the monkeys? They are very powerful. In Tritya Yug, there is a king, son of Dasarath. His name is Ram. And his wife Sita was kidnapped by a demon. The demon was living in the middle of the ocean. No one was able to go there. And there was one very loyal monkey, Hanuman. So he jumped and rescued Sita Devi. So Krishna sitting and hearing. So Krishna smiled. Say, hey, what are you talking about? You know who is this Ram? I am that Ram. I came as Krishna. Then all gopis, they started to laugh. How can he become a Ram? Ram is son of Dasarath. He is so powerful. Rama is so powerful. When he picks up his bow and arrows, he pulls bow and arrows, whole universe, whole world becomes afraid of him. And then they said he had only one wife. But you are playing day and night with us. How you can be equal to Ram? They say Ram and Krishna are completely two opposite characters. Ramchandra very straightforward. He stands straight, he looks straight, he talks straight, but Krishna, everything opposite. He is standing, bending, curved. He looks corrupt, he speaks corrupt, ethnic opposite. Then the gopis said, how can you say you are Ram? That is not possible. You don't believe? I am telling you truth, I am that Ram. Ramchandra in Ram form, I had bow and arrows, I am making everybody scared. Now I have flute, I am attracting everybody. So what is the difference? When I was in Ramchandra, I knew no one else except Sita. Now I know no one else except Radharani. So what is the difference? So you don't believe me. So tell me, what should I do so that you will believe that I am Ramchandra? The Sakhi said, okay, Ramchandra build a bridge over ocean. Can you build a bridge over this lake? He says, yes, I can build a bridge, but you bring the stone for me. Then Lalita said, Sakhi said, why we bring stone for you? You tell your monkeys. Monkeys will bring stone. Then Krishna told all the monkeys, bring the stones, and immediately all the monkeys bring all the big boulders. Then Krishna threw into the water, they are all floating on a nice bridge, very soon. Then Krishna told all Sakhis, come, let us go, cross the bridge. So after crossing the bridge, Krishna said, now you believe that I am Ramchandra? Then Lalita said, they all laughed, we don't believe, because we know. All the tantric, the devi worshippers, they do like this. The tantric devi worshippers, they make put a rope and they can walk on the rope putting a pot of water on their head. So you must be worshipping some devi. By the blessings of devi you are doing like this. You are not Ramchandra, you don't believe like this. So they are having fun. No. So they don't believe. Brajavasis, they never believe Krishna is God. Yoga Maya makes, that's why I was telling now. Yesterday, that demons, they do not know Krishna is God. Devotees, they don't know Krishna is God. Krishna himself, he doesn't know Krishna is God. He is God also, but still he is God. So to make his pastimes very sweet, Yogamaya, she arranged all these things. So Krishna meets Radharani time to time and they derive great pleasure. So once Radharani was in Barsana, quite for some time Krishna had not seen Radharani. So one day Krishna thought, I must go meet Radharani. But how to meet Radharani? Radharani is there in her parents' house in Barsana. So Krishna came to Barsana and played on his flute, which make a sound like a cuckoo bird, making a sound. But when Radharani heard, Radharani realized, understood, it is not cuckoo bird, it is Krishna is calling me like this. So she left house and searching, following the sound vibration, and she met Krishna. So when they met each other, then Krishna took Radharani to a grove, to a cave, a little dark cave. Then Radharani sitting and Krishna lying on the floor, placing his head on Radharani's lap. And Radharani caressing, putting her caressing, looking at the beautiful face of Krishna. They're having loving exchanges. Radharani forgot for a long time she's sitting with Krishna. She forgot his time for lunch. Very much late, already afternoon. Then here inside the palace, Mother Kirtida searching for Radharani. Searching, Radharani not there. Where did she go? She became very worried and she came out of the palace and following her footsteps, she searching came. She came almost near to the cave. Radharani could not see. Radharani doing Krishna's face. But Krishna was sleeping in such a way on Radharani's lap. He could see outside the cave. Kritita Mataji is coming. So he's thinking, I have to run away now, otherwise I'll get caught. But that cave has only one entrance. The other way I cannot go out. So Krishna became very worried, what to do now? So Krishna immediately transformed to a pickup. So Radharani doesn't understand what is going on. So Radharani caressing, always she found, she's caressing on pickup there. Then immediately she realized that Kirtita, by that time Kirtita is almost at the gate. And Kirtita said, Radharani, Radha, what are you doing here? It's so late, it's time for lunch. Then Radharani said, no, I was in my house, I was feeling too boring there. That's why I just came. to spend some time with this peacock. Then the Bhaskaridevara said, no, no, it's too late now. You please come and take lunch. Then Radha and Bhari, she did not want, but reluctantly she put the peacock back there and went to take her lunch. So Radharani, as I was explaining yesterday, Krishna was having parakya rasam. Yogamaya arranged that Radha will marry to Abhimanyu, and sometimes she goes to meet Krishna, and she was getting always bad name. Jatila Kutila would say, oh, she's a prostitute, and all Brajavasu would talk about this. So once Radhani said, Krishna, that I cannot tolerate anymore. It's too much for me. I'll commit suicide. Why? I don't know, because I love you. Who is not loving you? All Muni Rishida love you. Brahma loves you, Shiva loves you, everybody loves you. But when I love you, everybody giving bad name to me. They're saying I am a prostitute. No? So what is wrong in loving with you? Loving you? Then Krishna said, no, 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 you don't be worried. Krishna said, Radharani said, by remembering your lotus feet, I'll leave body. Then Krishna said, have you heard? By remembering my lotus feet, anybody die? Anybody get back life? So how can you die? So I'll make sure that nobody will criticize you anymore. So one day, Krishna made a plan. So what he did, he made a drama, as if he's suffering from severe fever. His body is very hot. Then Mother Yashoda went to Krishna, and Krishna is trembling. Mother, so much hot, I am get fever. Then Mother Yashoda became very worried. And Mother Yashoda told Nanda Baba, Krishna has high fever. Nanda Baba searching for doctor, he could not find any doctor. So became very worried. So what to do? Then Krishna made a trick. Krishna, then Mother Yashoda's lap, and he became a doctor also, Kaviraj. So dressing like Kaviraj, he came. So Nanda Maharaj saw, and Kaviraj said, I am Kaviraj, I can cure any disease. Nanda, oh really? But my son has some problem. Can you cure? Yes, I can cure. But he is Krishna also. Krishna in two forms. So I have good medicine, but I need some anupan. Anupan means just like the Ayurvedic medicine, then you have to mix some betel, like pan juice, or this root juice, that water. So I need some anupan. So what is that anupan? The anupan is that some chaste lady has to go to Yamuna and she has to bring some water. So no problem, you can bring some water. No, that pot will have 1,000 hole in that pot. And that she is really chaste lady, that one drop water will not fall from there. So who is that chaste lady will go now? So then they said, hey, different people tried, but water was falling. Then said, okay, bring Jatila Kutila. Jatila Kutila, they are beating the drums, we are the most chaste lady. No? So bring this Jatila Kutila. Then Jatila Kutila with great pride, they came out and said, yes, we will bring this water. The first Jatila went. When Jatila put this pot into the Jamuna river and picked up, what to speak, one drop will not fall. One drop did not stay in the pot, everything fell down. So embarrassed. Then Kutila came, Kutila did something and all water fell down. Then Nanda Maharaj Yashoda said, all started to cry. What to do? Now, at one point Mother Yashoda said, that whole Brajavasi they know from my childhood, I have served Nanda Maharaj. So let me go and bring. When Krishna heard that, no, that's the problem then. Krishna the form of Kaviraj. So no, except mother anybody can bring. Mother can bring. Except mother anybody can bring. So Jatila Kutla failed, everybody failed. Then everybody very worried what to do. Then Mother Yashoda said, let Radharani come. Let Radha come, let her try. And Radha was called for, she was very happy. She was very happy. And she remembered lotus feet of Krishna. And she went. This is the story, but somewhere I read, little funny, that this Kaviraj cut some hair of Krishna. Said that Somebody has to bring water from the middle of the Jamuna. She has to make a rope from this to that side of river and walk on this rope made of this hair. From the middle of that much concentration that it is somewhere mentioned like that. So Radharani has to do that. She went. And she took this pot with 1,000 holes. Remembering the lotus feet of Krishna, with great concentration she went. And when she put this pot, she saw Krishna is there inside. She prayed, Krishna, please make sure Krishna to prove that she is chaste lady, you know. So make sure no water falls. Krishna said, you don't worry. So Krishna expanded his fingers, thousands of fingers. So 1,000 holes, Krishna put 1,000 fingers and 1,000 holes to stop it. Then Radharani picked up the water, not a drop of water fell down from there. Then she brought that water, then whole Brajavasi could realize that Radharani is most chaste lady. So this is Krishna saved Radharani from her back. Many times things happen. Actually this pastime was personally told by Jatila Kutila. When Krishna came from Dwaraka, once Krishna, Balaram and Subhadra came from Dwaraka, that time Jatila Kutila came to Vrindavan, Radharani was about to leave her body. Then finally Krishna came, then Jatila Kutila mentioned, and this has happened, and from since then we know you are very chaste. And Krishna was in Dwaraka. That time Krishna was in Dwaraka. One day he just fainted. Balaram was there. Uddhav, Narad Muni was there. So Krishna fainted. So then they know Krishna sometimes he faints. But if we chant Radharani's name, then he comes back to external consciousness. So then Narad Muni was just about to chant Radharani's name, then Uddhav became very grave. No, don't chant Radharani's name. Why? Krishna will come to external consciousness now. He is in such a mood, he will run away from Dwaraka. He will go to Vrindavan. But he will go to Vrindavan, then his Vrindavan situation is very miserable. Since Krishna left Vrindavan, Brajavasi is not eating, not cooking, very skinny, they are just lamenting, and Krishna will see the situation of Brajavasi. Then he will stay there. He will not come back here. So what to do? So Krishna is lying unconscious. So they made a plan. Somebody should go and give advance news that Krishna is coming. Then Brajavasi will get this news. Then they will all do big festival to receive Krishna. Then Krishna will go see, oh, Brajavasis are very happy, spend some time and come back. So that is their plan. So who will go? So Uddhav, you should go. Uddhav said, no, I am not going to go. So why? Because once Krishna sent Uddhav from Mathura, and Uddhav went to pacify all the gopis. How to speak of pacify? When Uddhav came back, he was also crying because he mad like he called the gopis. Krishna said, what happened, Uddhav? So Krishna wanted to show Uddhav the intense love of Brajagopikas. Then Krishna, he became, Brajagopika. Uddhav giving all kinds of knowledge. So Maharaj was telling, Radha Govinda Maharaj or Guru Govinda Maharaj telling Uddhav pacifying gopis, saying that why are you crying? Krishna, Uddhav is intelligent person, like Brihaspati, disciple of Brihaspati. Why are you crying? Dehinaspin jatha dehe, komaram javanam jara, patat, don't cry, it's all temporary material world. That is how we pacify people. But what can he pacify to Radharani? She is thinking for Krishna. So then Uddhava said, you should cry more and more and more. Don't stop your crying, but crying for Krishna. And he himself is crying. Then the Brajavasi said, only we will stop, we will be happy if Krishna comes here. And I told Krishna, but Krishna never went. So if I go after 100 years, so many years, Brajavasi will look very angry, they will come with a stick behind me. So I don't go. Okay, Balaram, you go. Balaram said, no. Balaram also came from Dwaraka to Vrindavan. 2 months he was there. That time Brajavasi said, please tell Krishna to come once here. Then Balaram said, whatever I say, Krishna listens. One thing he never listens. So many times I told, go to Vrindavan, but he never come. If I go now, then they'll rebuke me. They say, you're a liar, you're a cheater. No, I don't have to go. Then who will go? So when they're discussing like this, and Krishna is still unconscious lying there. And Subhadra came. What is going on? And they described, this is what happening. We want to send somebody to Vrindavan. And Subhadra said, I will go to Vrindavan. I'll tell Brajavasis, I'll tell Mother Yashoda, your son Krishna is coming. But then they will say, no, you are lying. Balaram came, Krishna will come. Uddhav came, said Krishna will come, but Krishna did not come. Then Subhadra said, I will go. I'll sit in the lap of Mother Yashoda. I'll take my sari, wipe her tears, and I'll tell, Uddhav may cheat you, Balaram may cheat you, because they're male, they have no heart, they're heartless. But I am a female. I'll not cheat, I'm telling truth, so they will believe me. Because if I go, they will believe me. Then everyone said, oh, this is very good plan. So, okay, let Subhadra go. Then when Subhadra will go, then Balaram thought, anyway, Subhadra is taking headache. So I have not been for a long time, so let me go also. I will go with you. Then Balaram took his chariot. What is Balaram's chariot? Anybody know Balaram's chariot's name? Taladhwaja, the palm tree marks is there. And Subhadra's chariot name is Darpa Dalana or Devi Dalana. So both brother and sister, they started going to Dwaraka. They will tell, we came in advance. And Krishna is coming behind us, but many kings are receiving, giving gifts, so it's late. So in the meantime, Brajavasis will arrange, killing the whole place, big festivals, decorations, so Krishna will be happy. So they started for Vrindavan. So but when they went to Vrindavan, they saw the situation of Vrindavan. So miserable. Everybody become very skinny, there's no cooking going on, trees, everybody. One Oriya, poet writing, Mother Yashoda's ring, finger ring, she's wearing here, become kankam, like bangles, like that. Very miserable. I seen this miserable situation. And Balaram Subhadra could not afford themselves to go further. The border of Vrindavan, they fainted there. The eyes become big hand, they're lying there. And here in Vrindavan, what is happening? Radharani is about to leave her body. Waiting for Krishna. Krishna is not coming. So Nidhuvan, so all the Sakhis, Gopis are there. Lalita, Visakha, Radharani lying on their lap. And they're taking cotton. Cotton putting at her nose, whether still alive or not. Breathing is about to leave body. So all the Brajavasis is coming. They're surviving, thinking Krishna will come back. But now they think Krishna will not come back anymore. With Radharani die, why Krishna will come? So we'll all have to die. So Chandravali Sakhi coming. Chandravali is telling, oh Radharani, you are so dear to Krishna. Sometimes Krishna comes to my kunja. But when he is in my kunja, he always thinks about you only, talks about you. So I have committed great offense unto you by taking your Krishna sometime. So I touch your feet, please excuse me. Then Abhimanyu came. Who is Abhimanyu? Her so-called husband. Said, Radharani, everybody call me your husband, but in front of all Brajavasis, today I declare, I have never touched your body. Today I'll touch your lotus feet to make myself, my life successful. He touched Radharani's lotus feet, took dust and put on his head. At one point, Jatila Kutilalsa came. Jatila Kutila came. That time, Radharani, please forgive us. We have talked so much bad about you. And then that time they told this story. So Radharani is unconscious there. Then here in Dwaraka, they're waiting. Krishna lying unconscious. And there is Narad Muni and Uddhav sitting there. Then Uddhav said, okay, Narad, you can chant Radharani's name. Bring Krishna to consciousness. So Narad Muni took his veena and chanted Radharani's name. Immediately Krishna jumped up. He jumped up, he's running. All over the palace in Dwaraka, he's running. When they're running, then all of a sudden, Krishna saw Uddhav or Narad? Uddhav. One saw Uddhav. Hey Uddhav, what are you doing here in the Vrindavan? Krishna is in Vrindavan mood. What is in Uddhav? No, Krishna is running. running and telling, oh, these gopis are too much. They are always stealing my flute. They are harassing me. He is in mood in Vrindavan. And also in Uddhav. Uddhav, what are you doing here in Vrindavan? Uddhav, you are Krishna. It is not Vrindavan. It is Dwaraka. He said, huh? Really? It is Dwaraka? He feels so much separation. No, I must go to Vrindavan now. Then Uddhav said, yes, we know. As soon as you will come to sense, you will want to go to Vrindavan. So your chariot is ready. What is his chariot? Nandi Ghosh chariot. Nandi Ghosh, Jagannath chariot, Nandi Ghosh. So then Uddhav and Narada carrying Krishna two hands. He is like drunkard. Guru Govinda Goswami Maharaj saying, he is like drunkard. He has drunk Radha, Prema, Madhuri, something like that. So when Jagannath Rathyatra takes place, the Jagannath comes like this, also like drunkard, like this. And they carry him like this. And Krishna was carried to chariot like that. Then Krishna riding chariot came. In Vrindavan situation like the Radhani, all Brajavasis gather, Radhani left body. All Brajavasis has left body. And that time, then Krishna came. And then Krishna saw. And every all Brajavasis saw Krishna. Oh Krishna, why you came now? Now Radhani is dead. Few minutes before you could have come, they felt more sad by seeing Krishna. They are not happy. Why you not come before? Then Krishna saw all Brajavasi situation, Radhani situation. By seeing Krishna like this, wow, they love so much. They have so much love for me. Then his eyes become big, hand, leg go went inside. He also fainted there. Krishna fainted. And when Krishna fainted, everything pin drop silence. Radhani dead. And all Brajavasi saw this situation, Krishna fainted. Balabhadra fainted, everything faints. In that time, what happened? By the will of Daiva. Daiva, I don't know what means Daiva we say. By the will of the Ishwar, God, a sweet breeze, nice breeze started to flow. And that breeze started to flow, carrying the aroma of Krishna's body that entered the nostril of Radharani. And Radharani's senses are very sensitive, especially for Krishna. When Radhani goes for taking bath in Radhakunda and Krishna grazing cows in Govardhan, and when air, wind blows and all of a sudden that carrying the aroma of Krishna's body, Radhani taking bath, her head starts spinning like this. So all the gopis, they can't know what is going on. They don't understand what is happening. But actually the aroma of Krishna's body, because her senses are very sensitive to release Krishna. Not like our senses, blunt senses, where our senses cover the lust. We can't release. We take a Krishna name, we fall sleeping. But he hears Krishna name, she gets up immediately. Krishna smell, Krishna name, everything. Couple opposite. Our senses are covered with lust, and our senses covered with love, fully manifested love. Purna Vikasita Chaitana, fully manifested love. So this aroma of Krishna would enter. And she is closing eyes and lying there. When the aroma entered into her body, then she understood, oh, Krishna is here. Then she opened the eyes. When she opened the eyes, she saw Krishna fainted lying there. Then Radha, oh, Lalita, oh, Vishakha, please look after my Krishna. What happened to him? Please take care of him. And Lalita, Vishakha, they know the medicine. They just went to Krishna and chanted Radha, Radharani's name. Then immediately Krishna opened the eyes. Laughed. Long separation, Krishna looking to Radharani and Radharani looking to Krishna. And then they all forgot, all the sufferings, everything forgotten. Then this is the united of long time, long piraha, separation. Then union took place. That night, whole night, Radha Krishna stayed there. A nice sweet pastime, they took rest, they slept there. In the early morning they got up. So in Gaudiya Math they chant this Prarthana, Jaya Jaya Radha Krishna Jugala Milam. That is that to meet that night there, very early morning, that is Mangalarti. A sweet Mangalarti Nidhuvan, that is Mangalarti. This is another pastime of Srimati Radharani. The Radharani ki? Yeah. It's 9 o'clock. Any questions you have? I have to keep some pastime for tomorrow also. Yes.
Thank you, Maharaj. Maharaj, 2 days ago was the Vyasa Puja of His Holiness Gorgon Swami Maharaj.
Yeah,
you had an association with him. Would you like to share something about him?
Yeah, actually I am very fortunate. Gaur Gungse Maharaj practically brought me to ISKCON. Srila Jayapatra Sai Maharaj, initially I had letter correspondence and everything to Canadian devotees in Puri. I used to go to sea beach, studying in Puri. And I had a hobby of making friends with Western people so that I can learn better English. And I had a hobby of collecting stamps, postal stamps, from my childhood I used to do. So I go to Western people, make friendship and get their country stamps. For that purpose, I made friendship with these people. Then I invited to my house, then they gave me a book, Perfection of Yoga. When I read, I became very tempted, very nice. They're from Canada. So then I wrote to them, they sent more books. Then I went to those books, they sent more books, you know. Then they put me in touch with Srila Jayapatra Sai Maharaj. So I had letter correspondence with him. So one day my friend told, oh, Jayapatra Maharaj has come, let us go meet him, he is staying in a hotel. So I was thinking, these Western people, what kind of guru are they? Because I see all the Western people are hippies, you know, running. How can they become guru? I was thinking like that. When I went to meet Jayapatra Maharaj, he was very thin before, but by the time I see, he was very big person. When I entered the hotel room, Guru Gobind Singh was sitting there on the floor, Jayapatra on the bed, but he has taken out the cushion on the flat wooden seat. And I saw that, I was very impressed. Oh, he must be a good sadhu. He's not using big, like a big tilak here, not putting, he's sitting there. You see, in Orissa, sadhu, mahanta, bhavaji means usually a good body. With thin, they don't accept the sadhu. Oh, he's a good mahanta. I was in letter correspondence for 1.5 years. I was in touch with Maharaj. And I was thinking, I will not go by paying money. If some ISKCON devotee will take me, then I will join ISKCON. I had in my mind. And that day I spoke to Jayapatra Maharaj. I told how I have letter correspondence with you, this, that. So I have to join ISKCON. So you come with me. So he had brought Prabhupada's car. Prabhupada had left body, you know, Prabhupada drove. And I told my mother that now I get a free ride to Mayapur, so I want to go. And mom said, no, your father has left body for 1 year, you can't go anywhere. So I said, I cannot go now. Then I met Gaura Gobind Goswami Maharaj. They were having one function for Prabhupada Tirabhav Tithi. They are celebrating in Puri, in Gaudiya Math. So I went, so I saw Gaura Gobind Goswami Maharaj. So I invited him to my house. By rickshaw I brought him. So I was talking, discussing. It happened, my mother came there. So when we were discussing, then my mother and Maharaj could recognize each other. My father's school headmaster, Gaura Gobind Singh Maharaj, when a student was staying in our house, and he was studying in our house, then mother recognized, oh, your name is this. You are Gaura. Then they recognized each other. That is how first I met Gaura Gobind Singh Maharaj. So then I became very mad to join ISKCON, very intoxicated, I must join ISKCON. Then how to join, I don't want to put my family members, will cry if I just become Babaji like that. So I told in my house, I will go to Cuttack, no? From Puri to Cuttack, see some doctor, some relatives of a doctor. My mom said, okay, you go. Then I came to Bhubaneswar, I met Gaura Gobind Singh Maharaj. So he gave me a letter, writing to Jayapatra Maharaj, I'm sending. I'm writing my previous name. He please keep him in Mayapur. So he introduced me. He told me how to go to Calcutta, how to from there go to Mayapur. Since actually I was blessed by Srila Gaura Gobind Singh Maharaj. Later on I was president there for 2-3 years in Bhubaneswar. And the most of things I speak in class, because I was a manager, I was not able to hear so much class, but whatever class I have heard from him, that has really influenced me. That has shown me new direction into Mahapurusha philosophy. Whatever I have heard without an attention, now I am repenting. If I would hear more from Maharaj with more attention, how nice it would be. Inattentively, whatever I have heard, that helps me understanding Mahapurusha philosophy, deep philosophy whatever I have understood, Vaisala Gurugundu Gosai Maharaj's mercy. So all glory to Srila Gurugundu Gosai Maharaj ki.
Yeah.
He has pure devotee and he proved the way he left body. Prabhupada used to say, sadhan karo, bhajan karo, marte jalle hai. You heard that? Do your sadhana, do your bhajan and learn how to die. And he left body when he was telling this pastime. I just described. That pastime was described to devotees and just choked up. Choked up. He has a unique lifestyle. His lifestyle, he was simple life, was staying in a straw house from beginning to the end. Staying in the straw house. He never used any soap. Not in his body, not in his cloth also. The toilet he was using, none of you will go to the toilet like that. He never used any ISKCON opulence. Very strict life was maintaining. And he was actually living, as Bhagavatam Brahma saying, Namantava Jibanti Sanmukharitam Bhavadya Varta. Your devotees, they live on Harikatha. I have seen when I was in Bhubaneswar, he had some ulcer in his hand and on his lap. Very miserable condition. For years, so much treatment they are doing. The ulcer is growing and growing and growing. He is not able to walk. They will carry him. They will carry him on Vyasasanandpur. And once he starts Bhagavatam class, for hours he will be talking. He completely forgets his sufferings. So that time I think is true. The pure devotees, they live upon Harikatha. Just put him on Vyasasan. That's it. He doesn't care whether you are listening or not. Once I went to Nairobi, even near Shiva. So Gauragundasa Maharaj used to go to Nairobi. He said, we speak Harikatha, then we see how the audience are hearing or not. We see their face. If they are not hearing, we change the subject matter. We try to get their attention so that Gauragundasa Maharaj, no, he doesn't care whether you are hearing or not. Nairobi devotees are telling, Maharaj would just give class, go on. Sometimes closing his eyes, opening his eyes. At the time he opens his eyes, nobody is there. One or two people long talk. Because they don't care whether you are hearing or not. They care, they enjoy that they are hearing. Yes. They are not a kathakar. See, kathakars, they draw the attentions. Pure devotees are not kathakars. They are not a bhakta, you know, bhakta, bhakta means, they are bhakta. They give katha, but they enjoy. No, we are looking, somebody will tell Krishna katha to us, but they look, somebody will come and hear Krishna katha. They find who will hear Krishna katha. They search for that. As Shastra says, you can find people to speak Krishna Katha, but very rare to find people who will hear Krishna Katha. Very rare to find. And pure devotees, they look for people who will hear Krishna Katha. With the enjoy. And Gauragunda Goswami Maharaj is a character like that. He is really exemplified personality. He has some money, he is a school teacher afterwards. He has student, then he becomes school teacher also. And I remember his sons, he has money in the bank. But he will not sign his previous name. He said, no, that man is dead. He didn't say, all money went to the bank, he didn't sign. I said, no, why are you coming to me? Get out from here. He said, get out. My previous life is gone. Yeah, because he's now Gauragunda Goswami Maharaj. He will not sign his previous name. Yes, just like that. Very stubborn personality. He used to say, actually before joining ISKCON, he was a sadhu. And he used to say, I was Bhagavan Sadhu. He says, Ramayana Sadhu, like that. And he met Prabhupada. Prabhupada could immediately recognize him through his heart. He immediately gave him sannyas, he gave him responsibility, you know, immediately. Yeah. So, he really nice personality. He contributed so much to society. Sometimes he would give class, and one year he was giving class in Mayapur Gopinima time. Every GBC, they get only one chance to give class. So one day, They are giving a class. I know that verse. Srutta Iticha, through mouth, hearing how you see Krishna. And he gives such a nice class. All GBC said, Maharaji, please give class tomorrow also. Yeah, all this is. And I become very scared to sit in front of him. Because he will give class. Do you understand? You understand? Then after that, Jayadeva Maharaj was sitting in front of him. Maharaj, do you understand this? I'm sitting behind. You don't know? You don't know these things? So he prays his blessings. Mijapi considered his disappearance day, glorious disappearance day. He left that day. He left the whole world. What is there? And Krishna Katha, I remember Pati, lying his body in front of Mata. So this is the departure of great Pandit. So pray for his blessings. Actually, he revealed, give a new direction to the teachings. Okay, any other questions you have on Radharani? Anything? What is that?
Gauranga Mahaprabhu came to give Krishna Prema.
Yes.
So what is Radharani's role in
that? What is Radharani's role?
He came in the mood of Radharani.
Yeah, that mood he could give, you see, love. Krishna has no love. Radharani has the love. Okay? So through Radharani, Krishna can give love. So he is the object of love and Radhani is the carrier of the love. Radhani is holding love. So when Krishna accepted the mood of Radharani as Gauranga Mahaprabhu, so he was able to give love.
So what is the process of giving Krishna? Is it by chanting?
By chanting. He gave freely this holy name. Prior to this, Hare Krishna Mahamantra was not chanted congregationally. Mantra was there. But very confidential, few people are doing. And Mahaprabhu introduced, three, every congregation chanting, Mahaprabhu introduced. By this, you will develop love. See, the holy name was there before. And every yuga has a Mahamantra also. Om Namah Bhagavate Vasudevaya, Rama Narayana Rama, Mukunda Savare, Madhukata Bhaire, every yuga. And you see, holy name will make you free from sinful reaction. You chant Rama, 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 Rama. The Ratnakar become free from sinful reaction. Holy name, any name will give you liberation. Holy name can make you to see Krishna face to face. I mean Vishnu, like Dhruva Maharaj, 6 months, Om Namo Narayan, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudeva. He saw Vishnu. But no mantra can give you Krishna prema. Only this Hare Krishna Mahamantra can give Krishna prema. That secret was revealed by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Radharani gave the secret, the key. So by chanting this, so we can develop some attachment, some attraction towards Krishna. And prior to her teachings, prior to this, the teaching was you take from God. But Mahaprabhu introduced, no, you give God. You give God. The pleasure that is topmost constitutional position of the living entity. By giving, we enjoy. Now, but how much I get, I enjoy. How much you give me, I enjoy. How much God gives me, I enjoy. But Mahaprabhu introduced, how much you give God. But what can we give God? What we have? God has everything. He is Lakshmipati. But he has everything, but we can give him our love, our mind. That's why Srila Gaura Govinda Goswami Maharaj used to say, he's a premier bhikari, he's beggar of love. Premier bhikari, beggar of love. So God has everything, but he needs love. We give, devotee gives love, and he gives his sweetness. This exchange between God and living entity. Thus both enjoy. God enjoy by getting love from us, and we enjoy by getting sweetness from God. It's perfect combination. That is the culmination of all spiritual understanding.
So before before giving, you should have Krishna Prabha yourself.
Huh?
Before giving, you need to have it yourself.
Before giving?
Before giving.
Before giving Krishna Prabha, you have to have it yourself.
We have to have
it. You have to have it to give it to him.
Yes. Actually, we all of us, we have. We have. But it's in dormant condition. Does one understand? Just like a burning charcoal, you leave for some time, the fire spark is there. We fan it, revive. Our Krishna consciousness, love is there, just have to revive through the process of Shravana Kirtan. More chanting, more hearing. Huh? It's like fanning. So we revive it. So Mahaprabhu gave on that process of chanting, and then we revive our Krishna Prem class. जय श्री प्रभुपाद की श्रीमती राधा रानी की गौर प्रेमानंद
हॉस्पिटल